You may have been hearing about Fargo. It's the new FX TV series. It is going to premiere tomorrow at the Fargo Theater at a big event, and it's going to premiere on FX tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. And one of the actors is a hometown guy, and he is in our KFGO studios, Tom Musgrave. He grew up in Valley City, went to school at MSUM, was a Straw Hat player, and now has a great role in Fargo, the TV series, and he's here now. So is Charlie Johnson, and so is Nicole Holden, and they are from the FM Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's great to see you guys. And Tom, welcome to KFGO.
Thank you so much for having me and appreciate being here.
Have you seen any of the episodes?
No, I have not.
You haven't?
I have not seen it.
You haven't seen it at all. Can you not hear yourself?
It's all right.
You're
Why
okay?
should I want to? I hear it in my head. I'm fine. No,
yeah.
I'm good.
You look so different in person.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, well, I'd actually cut my hair on purpose for that.
Yeah.
I figured, well, if I'm going to be on TV, it'd be kind of neat just to have a little bit of a different look.
So
I still got the mustache.
You grew up in Valley City.
I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you graduated from high school there?
Sure did. They allowed me to do that.
When did you graduate? Doesn't matter.
It was like 2 years ago, I think.
Then how did you fit in 4 years of college? If that's how you...
Very, very, very fast reader.
And you were a Straw Hat.
I was.
A Straw Hat. What may have we seen you in?
Let's see here. During Straw Hat, I was there during... we did Oliver, All in the Timing, I Hate Hamlet, and Olympus on My Mind, and I did three out of those four shows. The big last one was Oliver. I played Fagin.
Tell us, I remembered very well.
Ah, yes.
Tell us about Fargo, the TV series, if you would. Give us a little thumbnail description of it.
Okay. Pretty much what we have is an inspired by the movie episodic. We got 10 hours of TV. Noah Hawley, the exec producer and writer, keeps calling it a 10-hour movie. That just takes place 10 years later after the movie.
There's some interesting notices in the beginning. Is it true? Is it not true? And
right.
How much of Fargo was really involved in it?
You know what? That's a good question. And I should have researched that because I knew I was going to be asked that. I don't know. Like at the beginning, it says, this is a true story. All these things we've hidden the names
right.
to. Yeah, I don't know.
So I think, well, and this actually is a continuation. It actually is about 10, 15 years because
it's set
in 2006.
2006.
So it's kind of a continuation, actually,
mm-hmm.
of the movie Fargo.
There might be tie-ins to the movie. You never know.
Are the Coen brothers involved in the writing of this at all?
No. They're exec producing. They're pretty much like a parent looking at the kids. Noah wrote the pilot, pitched it to FX. All that stuff happened, and then it went to them, and they gave it its blessing. You know, they had some cuts and whatnot, but for them to say yes to this was a big deal. They've had a lot of opportunities to say no to a lot of different ideas for Fargo, so...
You play Bo Monk.
I do.
And you are one among a great ensemble of actors.
Isn't it amazing?
How I imagine there's going to be more interesting interesting actors and
yep.
notable actors that we'll see in the next six episodes,
I've
already seen four.
Yeah, you cheated.
I did. I really did. I watched all four last night. In preparation, it was research.
Exactly. You're just doing your job.
So you play Bo Monk.
I do.
Yeah. First of all, the name is great.
And isn't it?
Who is Bo?
Bo. It's hard to say Bo without going into the North Dakota. Bo Monk is in Bemidji there. I own my own insurance. I'm an insurance company guy. Martin Freeman, who plays Lester Nygaard, works for me there at the Bo Monk Insurance Shop, or the BMI shop, as I like to call it. But we sell insurance. I'm a travel agent, and I'm also a notary public, so I'm keeping busy. Like
yeah.
I was saying, I asked the producers if we could sell bait, but they didn't go for that.
They didn't go for
yeah.
it. Lester Nygaard is sort of the main character, played by
mm-hmm.
Martin Freeman, and,
mm-hmm.
and many may recognize him from some very big roles lately.
Yeah, if you've been under a rock. Maybe
yeah.
you haven't seen it, but that's about it. Yeah, busy guy.
The Hobbit, he plays...
Mm-hmm. Bilbo Baggins
Bilbo
in The
Baggins.
Hobbit.
Bilbo Baggins, he plays Watson to Sherlock.
Watson, yes.
I think there's something else he's been in this last year or so, but this... And he's actually a British actor.
Yes, most definitely.
Who's talking with an English accent.
Yes.
And then also trying to get in a little bit of that Norwegian way,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it's his first time donning the American... Or the United States accent, and then to twang it with the... Upper Minnesota, North Dakota thing. So it was an undertaking for him. He did about a month worth of dialect work before we even
wow.
started shooting. And he would use me as a resource too. He would say, how do I say this word? So it was really cool.
Oh, it was great.
Now, he was fantastic. Talk about the most grounded, wonderful, inclusive, supporting guy. It was just like butter. It was a dream come true to work with him. It was outstanding.
I would imagine that Martin Freeman was, you just mentioned Martin Freeman. There was, who was I going to mention? There was someone else I wanted to say. Billy Bob Thornton. Mm. There is not a scene in Fargo that he does not steal.
little things.
Is that not true?
Yeah. Well, we'll see, but. Yeah. What do I know?
Well, we'll see.
What do I know?
Yeah, I don't know. I only saw four episodes. And so it's basically set, though, in Bemidji with a little bit of Duluth in it and then a little bit of Fargo in it as well.
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
You know what else I found really interesting is that there's very small nuances in the writing that goes right back to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen that movie over and over like I have and no lines from it, I could probably read the script to you. You hear some very slight nuances in the script of this show.
I agree. Noah did a nice, he wrote an amazing pilot and then nine episodes after that. The writing, I don't know if you could tell, the writing is just what the engine that makes this go. It's fantastic. We say the words and we get out of the way. You put a little North Dakota spin on it, but it's just written so wonderfully. So he subtly could tie things into the movie and little bits and pieces here. Yeah, he did an amazing job. Especially for a guy that's not from here. He's from the East Coast.
Yeah. Oh, Billy Bob.
No, I'm sorry. Noah
Hawley. Which one are we on?
I was talking Noah Hawley, the writer.
I'm sorry. I'm so confused with all these guys.
Here, give me that drink.
Yeah.
Speaking of writers and scriptage, did the scripts give the pronunciation of the words instead of spelling about, A-B-O-U-T, was it spelled A-B-O-A-T?
Right, that's a good question. Sometimes it was, like, fur would be F-E-R, you know? Well, we're going to go for some, you know, things like that, and such. Yeah, not all of it, but there were instances within the script, take out the G, do that with fur. Yes, most definitely.
Well, because, and that's a great question, because that's what the Coen brothers did. They actually wrote every yeah, you bet, then every yeah, sure, yeah, he's got to make it his grades up.
That's right.
I mean, they wrote everything the way they wanted their actors to say it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think the first time I ever heard of that happening was in a TV show called Roots many years ago. Mm-hmm. And of course, there was a lot of African dialects in there and a lot of Southern dialects, et cetera. And I did happen to read some of the copy of the script, and you had to memorize it the way they wrote it to say a boat instead of about, for instance.
Yeah, most definitely. And they were really particular just with the whole idea of the way we talk and the way we are here is sort of a simple, and I do not mean that in a bad sense whatsoever, but it's simple and it's subtle, and you don't have to say a lot. So instead of like, yeah, I heard about that and it's terrible, you just say, yeah, shame.
Yeah, that's a shame.
You know what I mean? Like, so when we were shooting, that's a lot of...
Yeah.
You don't have to say a lot to get the meaning of what the moment is.
Right.
And they were, that was right in the writing again. Noah was amazing.
Yeah. And then there were things that you'd hear, like one of the police chiefs ended his sentence with then.
Yep.
Well, yeah, like, where'd they go there then?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like, who
exactly.
says that but
exactly.
us?
Exactly.
So this, Tom Musgrave is with us as well. This is only a 10-hour movie, but it's only scheduled for one season?
So far, it was bought as a limited series, 10 episodes, miniseries type of tell one story and be out. Mm-hmm. Of course, with everything, who knows, there might be a season two, but I think it would be like an anthology series, meaning it might be a different town, different characters, different all that stuff.
But still named Fargo?
But still named Fargo.
Huh. What's really interesting, too, is that they name a lot of cities around, and they really they get it geographically all pretty correct.
Yeah. Well, once again, Noah's the man.
So who's Noah? Who is this
Noah
guy?
Noah Hawley? He's our writer and exec producer.
Where's he from?
East Coast. I'm not exactly sure where, but I mean, he's done a lot of TV work. He's a novelist. He used to write lyrics for songs. Yeah. And, Bones is one of his... shows that he created and still going and things like that. Yeah.
What are some other things you've been up to besides?
I just closed a play in Los Angeles there. We did it. It was called The Different Shades of Hue. Ran that for about 10 weeks. So it was incredibly, you forget how hard theater is. Theater is hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so just got done with that. Shot a commercial just recently and, you know, just see where this all takes us now.
Mm. So I can't ask you if you survived the 10 episodes,
yeah,
can I?
I know. Can't, yeah.
I
yeah.
don't
Who
know.
Knows? Who knows?
No, you probably don't even know.
There's a lot of death around, I'll tell you that.
Wow, I'll tell you. And that's, I think, you know, tomorrow we're going to get into this a little more, is here's this quaint town and now we're associated with mayhem and destruction and death and violence. And are you finding, you know, we go...
It's good for business.
Mm-hmm. Is it good for business? Is the death and killing and mayhem good for business?
No, I wouldn't say the death and mayhem and killing are good for business. And that's what, you know, a lot of people don't like the idea of being associated with this kind of dark event that's portrayed in the film and then also in this series. But our rule of thumb at the CVB is if it gets your name out there, and you can certainly say the movie did... and it gets a conversation started about Fargo and Fargo-Moorhead, then it's up to us to deliver the goods and tell people that, you know, you should come here and find the real Fargo.
Exactly.
You can't run away from it, so you might as well embrace it.
Charlie, thank you. And Tom Musgrave, much luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this
a lot.
I'm
pumped about this
for you. All right, me too.
This is a great show.